Welcome to The Travelling Introvert. Today we're going to talk about stress management techniques, because there's, at some point in your life, at work, you will be stressed and overwhelmed. That's just the way of the world these days, unfortunately. So when that happens, come listen to this episode. When you feel overwhelmed by your workload and the constant demands of your job, it's really, really easy to get sort of caught up in that stress. But it's important to remember that stress management is essential for your physical and mental well-being and will help you in the long run be more productive. So I just want to very quickly touch upon some stress management techniques that will allow you to take control, feel less overwhelmed, and sort of feel calmer. So one of the really key things is to identify stress triggers. To manage stress, it helps enormously if you identify what on earth is causing it. Is it a heavy workload, a difficult colleague, a lack of work-life balance? And this won't be the same every time, but once you know what your general sort of triggers are, and you know what is causing that stress and that underlying issue, then you can address the root of the problem and either find ways to reduce it or know in advance, okay, this week is I have to deal with this difficult colleague. I need to make sure I do X, Y, and Z to be able to bring my stress down while doing this. So one of those X, Y, or Z things could be practicing deep breathing. We tend to be very shallow breathers when we are sitting at our desks all day. So if you feel that you're experiencing stress, take a moment and notice how what your breathing is. Pause, concentrate on your breathing, and then sort of inhale softly and gradually through your nose to a three count. Hold your breath for another three count. And then exhale through your mouth on a three count. Repeat this process three or four times to soothe your mind and to center yourself. Another thing to do is make time for self-care. Yeah, I know. Self-care is the buzzword. But it's really, really easy to start neglecting your own needs when you're busy and overwhelmed. And that is what puts you on the path to burnout. So it's really essential that you do this to manage stress. Schedule time in your day for activities that you find it relaxing. Be it reading, exercising, cooking, spending time outdoors, whatever it is, be away from a screen. And it's incredible what like a fast 10-minute walk can do for your mind and body. It doesn't have to be a big, I'm going to go have a spa day. It could literally be 10 minutes staring into the void if that works for you. Meditating also. Then prioritize and delegate. It's really common to just want to do everything yourself, or you forget that there are other people with skills who can help you out. You need to prioritize and then delegate tasks to avoid becoming overwhelmed, identifying the most important tasks and letting go of the less essential ones or delegating them to others. You cannot truly be a leader if you do not learn how to do that. And practicing time management is another thing. Poor time management or procrastinating can lead to stress and feeling overwhelmed. So making a schedule, using your calendar, figuring out a way to help you stay on track and maximize your time. Always, always, always include breaks and downtime into the schedule to help avoid burnout. And don't make the schedule unrealistic, because that will only make things worse. Leave some wiggle room, time to eat, time to go to the restroom, all of that good stuff. And get enough sleep. That sleep number is so important. A lack of sleep contributes to stress levels and will continue to leave you feeling exhausted. So make sure you get that sweet spot, like number of hours sleep that works for you to give your mind and body time to recharge. And if you're having issues not getting enough sleep, consider turning your bedroom into a tech-free oasis and going to bed at the same time each night. Speaking of tech, limit technology use. Constant access to emails, social media, and news contributes to stress and makes it harder to relax. So try limiting your tech use, especially before bed, to give your mind a break and promote better sleep. And also try having at least one tech-free area of your home. And of course, reach out to support and help. If you're constantly feeling overwhelmed, don't be afraid to contact mentors, friends, families for support. Talking to someone who understands and help you process your stress and find solutions. The people you surround yourself will want the best for you and will help if you ask. Managing stress is an ongoing problem, and finding what works best for you is essential. So take a deep breath, prioritize your well-being, and don't hesitate to seek support when needed. You've got this, and thank you for listening. This is Janice at The Career Introvert, helping you build your brand and get hired. Have a great rest of your day.